ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana'a lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya wa al-mursaleen. Habibi qulubana wa tabibi nufusana wa bil-qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala al-baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Respected brothers and sisters, the revered audience and listeners of Arab English Radio, the program Bridge. It's again my honor a pleasure for me to be with you and to be spending the next few minutes on the Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, the great legacy of Imam Zainul Abidin, the great cultural warfare of Imam Zainul Abidin, the language of supplication. Sometimes we think that Imam just have just compiled a number of du'as, but in reality, that's not only the case. In fact, by the time Imam Sajjad alayhi salam began his mission as the Imam, there's only less than 20 people, or about 20 people, as the followers of the truth in the city of Medina, the followers of Haqq in the city of Medina. But by the time he was in the ending days or final days of his life, before becoming shaheed, before becoming martyred, his cultural work was so impacting and so fruitful that the Hajj was completely crowded by the people who knew Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. Once Imam comes to perform his tawaf, going around the Kaaba, people start opening up ways for the Imam, to the extent that the tyrant of the time gets surprised by the extent of the respect that the people were showing to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, which is a direct result of his work in Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya and during the time of his imamat, that he gets surprised and angry on why Imam Sajjad is so known and so revered by the people. And of course, that leads to the decision of the tyrants to make Imam to become martyred, make an attempt to assassinate the Imam. Of course, in their eyes, a successful one. Anyhow, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the final part of the 19th dua says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. O Allah, send blessings upon Muhammad and his family, and grant us sustenance from the blessings of the heavens and the earth. Right, وَرْزُغْنَا مِنْ بَرَكَاتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, you are the powerful, or you have the full power over all. Let's take a break. Stay tuned with us.
رَبَّنَا
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, what we would like to talk about in this portion is that, in this session, is that the concept of heaven, as-sama, from the Holy Quran's perspective, is something that we need to talk about, right? The term heaven, sama, does not merely refer to the earthly sky or the atmosphere. Rather, in the Holy Quran, in addition to the earthly sky, which is the assembly of stars and the heavens that are introduced as the center for the descent of revelation, wahy, the arrival of angels, and the source of blessings, the ascension of pure souls and angels, and the point of administration for the cosmic order. As he says, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. He administers the affair from the heaven to the earth. And the doors of the heaven are such that it has been said, you may close 1,000 doors of man upon yourself, if only one door from the heavens is open to you. And the opening and closing of these doors and gates are dependent upon the deeds and actions of an individual. Amen. Right? The direct relationship between human actions and the destiny that they have is what we need to consider, and the role of the heavens and the celestial realm that is played here. Allama Tabatabai, in fact, may Allah have mercy on his soul, explains the direct relationship between human actions and their destiny and divine decrees. In doing so, he clarifies that people may assume that only the necessary regulations for the harvesting system of soil and water are sufficient for greater yield in agriculture, whereas one of the most important conditions for the increase of divine blessings is moving towards Allah, the Almighty, towards the Almighty Truth, Allah. A story is narrated in the Holy Quran where a group of people owned a large, lush garden. They agreed to harvest all the products early in the morning before the poor became aware, because their fathers used to feed the poor from the products and the fruits of that farm. And they decided to do that, to harvest all the products earlier before any of the poor are known. And they do so, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes them. Let's take a break. We'll come back to see where the story ends.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected listeners to Arab English Radio, as I was mentioning, the story is narrated in the Holy Quran where a group of people owned a large, lush garden. They agreed to harvest all the products early in the morning before the poor became aware. When this group, who never remembered God, who had forgotten the duty to help the poor, who had changed the tradition of their fathers or forefathers to provide charity for the poor from the product that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided them, the earth and all the blessings for them to be able to grow those plants and fruits and to be able to harvest them, they see that went to sleep at night, and a great fire suddenly turned the entire garden into a black ash, right? Another story is told in Surah Saba that the gist of which is the people of Saba had two very blessed gardens within their territory, but they turned away from the remembrance of Allah, when they turned away from obedience of Allah, in fact. Due to this, the Almighty God sent a severe flood and a storm upon them, causing them great sorrow. Skies and the celestial realm play a very important role in our destinies. And, of course, our actions can change what the skies have to offer for us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد